This program brought to you by Guns80.com, America's finest provider of 80% AR-15 rifles. Go to Guns80.com now. That's Guns80.com.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Come back and look into the future and what this politically correct nightmare system is going to be. But here's part of a John Bowne report for InfoWars Nightly News, where he breaks down the persecution of the press in this country, because that's one of the most shameful things the police have been doing. And as they go along with this, they prepare for their own destruction. So I'm going to break down how the police will be Knight of the Long Knifed, taken out, when the real revolution comes to power in the next segment. But here's part of John Bowne's report. It's at InfoWars.com if you're a radio listener and want to see it.
Warning. This report is by a belligerent journalist. The updated Law of War manual has now awarded the military the capability to hold a journalist deemed an unprivileged belligerent without charges and indefinitely. New Defense Department guidelines allow commanders to punish journalists and treat them as unprivileged belligerents if they believe journalists are sympathizing or cooperating with the enemy. The Geneva Convention does not afford such unprivileged belligerents the same basic human rights given to the average citizen. The manual adds, reporting on military operations can be very similar to collecting intelligence or even spying. A journalist who acts as a spy may be subject to security measures and punished if captured. It is not specific as to the punishment or under what circumstances a commander can decide to punish a journalist. Another provision says that relaying of information could be construed as taking a direct part in hostilities. Officials said that is intended to refer to passing information about ongoing operations, locations of troops, or other classified data to an enemy. This could easily be applied to any journalist covering the highly publicized Jade Helm operations.
I'm here at Camp Swift, right outside of Bastrop, Texas, where an exercise that has never been done will take place.
Frank Smith, senior advisor for journalist security at the Committee to Protect Journalists, said, at a time when international leadership on human rights and press freedom is most needed, the Pentagon has produced a self-serving document that is unfortunately helping to lower the bar. It was only 2 months ago when retired U.S. Army General and the former Supreme Allied Commander of Europe for NATO, Wesley Clark, advocated rounding up radicalized and disloyal Americans and putting them in internment camps for the duration of the war on terror.
I do think on a national policy level, we need to look at what self-radicalization means, because we are at war with this group of terrorists. They do have an ideology. In World War II, if someone supported Nazi Germany at the expense of the United States, well, we didn't say that was freedom of speech. We put him in a camp. They were prisoners of war.
Well, the difference is that World War II was a war declared under Article 1, Section 8, Clause 2 of the Constitution, whereas the War on Terror is undeclared and thus illegal. Clark is, in essence, advocating a life sentence for people who have not committed a crime but merely engaged in speech, often reprehensible yet constitutionally protected. The government considers radical and in opposition to its foreign policy. The Edward Snowden leaks reveal that the war on terror at home continues to grind on, capturing in its dragnet millions of Americans and foreigners, many of them innocent of any crime. The war on terror has become institutionalized, and the domestic costs of this war continue to mount. Privacy is being eroded, communications are being monitored, and dissent is being cracked down on. And there's no end in sight to this domestic juggernaut, writes Alex Kane. Clark's remarks reveal the mindset of the upper echelon of government. Mass internment of official enemies on par with Nazi Germany and Stalin's Soviet Union is now on the table. Do we really have to remind the ignoramus stuffed shirts over at the military-industrial complex of the First Amendment? The First Amendment to the United States Constitution, where it prohibits abridging the freedom of speech and infringing on the freedom of the press. Is this where we are headed when it comes to free speech? Hillary Clinton recently compared the Republican Party to terrorists. You have to ask yourself, if Hillary's campaign had been a shining success rather than a dismal criminal failure, would the Republican Party have been rounded up and sent to Gitmo? And is our Shanghai government only a clock tick away from decline?
Just recently, we've witnessed some of the most catastrophic disasters in history. Be sure to prepare yourself with great-tasting, high-quality, GMO-free food that has a 25-year shelf life. Of course, we're talking about the foods from SurvivalFoodAlliance.com. And don't forget, the human body needs up to 3 quarts of water every day to remain healthy and hydrated. So check out our water bricks at SurvivalFoodAlliance.com. Go to SurvivalFoodAlliance.com or call 877-223-1776.
KatieArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the most affordable body armor, period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order, Katie offers soft armor and rifle threat-rated armor up to level 4. Go to KatieArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free tactical scarf for a limited time with any body armor package. That's KatieArmor.com. Come and take it.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Next segment, I'm opening the phones up. Race War 2015. It's already going. Every couple days, somebody goes up and shoots a cop because he's a cop, shoots a cop because he's white, or shoots a reporter because she's white, shoots a cameraman because he's white. And then I sit there and I watch MSNBC, CNN, you name it, even when there's manifestos, take 2-3 days to admit it was racially motivated. And then there's the white side of this, what we saw in Charleston. 9 innocent black people killed. It's just disgusting. Nobody gets ahead because a white sheriff's deputy gets shot in the back, or a camera woman or a cameraman gets killed, or an anchor gets killed, or a reporter gets killed, or 9 black people, including a state senator, get killed. And we're all here just dancing to the tune of a bunch of social engineers that want to destabilize this country and bring it into controlled chaos. So out of that chaos, the Hegelian dialectic of problem, reaction, solution can be used to fully federalize police, to fully take over all the institutions. And our institutions certainly are far from perfect, but there was a Bill of Rights, a Constitution, a due process built into it. And a lot of good people do work for the government and do work as peace officers. And there are good people in the courts as well. There are a lot of bad people. But when you put this type of pressure on the system, the feds are always there then, themselves captured by offshore interest, to come in with a solution that is more political correctness. And if they can say, don't use the word boy or girl, or he or she, at colleges and public schools, primary schools, if they can change the name of Mount McKinley, the tallest mountain in the U.S., and give a politically correct name, that's what Obama just did today. They can do anything. And that's what all this is about. And under political correctness, it can be like a new Holocaust, where they won't just shoot cops, or they won't just go after military veterans. They'll just take your guns. They'll just take your Social Security. They'll just claim in a witch hunt you said something racist. That's what they already do in Western Europe. They're already saying in Western Europe, in like Sweden, that you've got to house illegals in your house. The French foreign minister has slammed Eastern Europe for not accepting refugees. Says it's scandalous that Russia and Eastern Europe won't accept millions of refugees, but Europe is under its, quote, quota. I'm quoting here. Which intensifies the exodus out of North Africa and the Middle East, where I was reading in the New York Times on Friday on the show where one German town of 1,000 Germans, totally picturesque, an incredible tourist attraction, an ancient German town, has a couple thousand illegals in it that are being made legal, and the Germans are being told, you're going to pay for everything. I mean, imagine 2,000 North Africans in your town. Oh, and we're going to give them driver's license. We're going to let them vote. Same thing here in the United States. It's just crazy. We're being militarily conquered in a culture war by the scientific technocracy that masquerades as the left. But again, they're not environmentalist wackos. They're not idiots. They're not failures. They are conquerors. They are cold-blooded sociologists, anthropologists, psychologists, psychiatrists, social engineers, pitchmen, advertisement experts that overnight have got us removing Woodrow Wilson's statue from UT today. And that sets the precedent, folks, to rename mountains and then tell you what words you can use and tell you, this is a cult, and they're on TV saying, your kids belong to us. I can play that clip up saying, fluoride's good for your brain. You know, that's the larger issue here is the people running this are cold-blooded, and they've just got us all fighting over gender and race and all these distractionary issues while all of our freedoms, our Bill of Rights, our right to privacy, our health rights, forced inoculations are starting all over the world. While government gets us to fight with each other, while multinational, above-the-law banks prepare us for the world financial collapse, which they, in their own words, admit will bring in the one-world government. Again, they create the race war. They offer the solution, total political correctness, total federalization. They go and fund ISIS and all these other groups, turn them loose, and they have a pretext to spend hundreds of billions more fighting all of that. They create the trillions of derivatives, shine us onto them, and then tell us how we're in debt to them. And it's because of the incredible political, socioeconomic, and geopolitical illiteracy that's going on. I want to take your phone calls in the next segment. 877-789-ALEX, 877-789-2539, 877-789-2539. But it is beyond legendary what's happening, and they're just getting started. This is the world government. This is the culture war. This is the takeover. Everything previous to this was just the beginning, was just the preparatory phase. We are going into the phase of exploitation. That's communist terms when they prep a nation, take it over, then exploit it. We're now in the exploitation phase because they believe when we put up with Obamacare and we put up with all these other scams that we'll put up with anything. And so they're going to tell us how to talk, what words to use. They're going to tell us our kids belong to them. They're going to tell us that what drugs we're going to take, what shots we're going to take. And they're going to tell us we're going to pay for illegals. And they're going to tell us that, hey, when a black person beats you over the head with a lead pipe and your brain's falling on the ground, that's an act of love because you're a dirty white person. And it's going to be some weird white person saying it on MTV with a bunch of crazed cultural Marxists trained at these big universities run by offshore megabanks. This is the takeover. And just like they said, they're going to fully intimidate and federalize local jurisdictions with cop killing sprees and the rest of it. They're going to then purge the police departments, put in their operatives, give them armored vehicles, the rest of it, and then flip it once they're all militarized and angry and put it on the American people. Of every race, color, and creed, if you stand up for lower taxes, family values, medical freedom, basic sovereignty, if you don't want to pay for hundreds of millions of foreigners coming here and getting everything for free, you're the enemy. And they don't care. They'll bring in any amount of foreigners they have to and then just stick them on the government trough, get them on the dole. It's the same program that's been used in Europe. And if you don't like it, they'll just intimidate you and say, shut up, racist. Wrong hood. And how do you argue with somebody on welfare who's arrogant and stupid, whether they be black or white, it doesn't matter, just shooting their mouth off at you? But at the base of it, even though the globalist technocracy is very scientific, they are communists at the grassroots level and in the governmental level. And even though they're being directed by technocrats, the culture, the religion is communism. And so there is, if you study the 60s and 70s, at its base, there is a cop-killing religion and a hatred of men, period, and just a will to kill. I mean, if you've ever been around a real communist, you're having drinks with them, because I've done this, and they'll start telling you, listen, you better join us. We take over. We're killing everybody. And you realize you're dealing with a hardcore psychopath having fantasies about death camps and re-education camps, which they've gotten all the new army manuals. I mean, it's bad. And the only thing standing in their way is they know is going to be local government, county, city government, state governments with patriots, military veterans joining with them and saying no to the feds that have been taken over. And so when they do that, they're going to call your town or city racist when it doesn't go along with the agenda. And that's how they're going to sell the new civil war, where the globalists, the UN forces, come in to exterminate and take out all the racists that didn't accept the new UN utopia, with the Pope here calling for world government and carbon taxes.
KatieArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the most affordable body armor, period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order. Katie offers soft armor and rifle threat rated armor up to level 4. Go to KatieArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free tactical scarf for a limited time with any body armor package. That's KatieArmor.com. Come and take it.
That's disgusting. What's that smell? Roll down your window before I pass out.
It's those nasty fish oil pills I've been taking.
Why won't you just switch to Nutrigold fish oil like I did?
It's fish oil. What's the difference?
Well, my Nutrigold fish oil is sourced and manufactured right here in the USA.
What's so special about that? Aren't they all?
Are you kidding? Of course not. Only Nutrigold fish oil is 100% USA made, which is why it's so fresh.
100% product of USA and fresh? I like the sound of that. So no more fish burps?
No more fish burps. And that's not all. If you go to www.fishoil.best and enter my fish oil, you can save $5 like I did.
Now that won't be necessary. We can just share your bottle.
Nice try. Get your own at www.fishoil.best. Fishoil.best.
Sorry.
Get rid of those fish burps for good. Go to Nutrigold's U.S.-made fish oil products by going to www.fishoil.best and get $5 off by entering My Fish Oil at checkout.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. Reputation.com can protect your good name. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. Call 800-839-5936. 800-839-5936.
Just recently, we've witnessed some of the most catastrophic disasters in history. Be sure to prepare yourself with great-tasting, high-quality, GMO-free food that has a 25-year shelf life. Of course, we're talking about the foods from SurvivalFoodAlliance.com. And don't forget, the human body needs up to 3 quarts of water every day to remain healthy and hydrated. So check out our water bricks at SurvivalFoodAlliance.com. Go to SurvivalFoodAlliance.com or call 877-223-1776.
Right now is the time to jumpstart your health with the new 30% discount from InfoWarsHealth.com. Secure the all-new Tangy Tangerine 2.0 with certified organic ingredients that are non-GMO and better tasting than ever. For an exclusive 30% off discount when you sign up at InfoWarsHealth.com. That's 30% off retail when you become a distributor at InfoWarsHealth.com. You've heard me talk about Tangy Tangerine for years now, and you've heard others talk about what it's done for them. Take the challenge. Try it for the first time. Or even reorder your Tangy Tangerine and other great longevity products like Pollen Burst or the Alex Pack, all for 30% off when you visit InfoWarsHealth.com. This is a fantastic opportunity to be able to try out the hundreds of amazing products at InfoWarsHealth.com and get 30% off on products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine 2.0. Visit InfoWarsHealth.com to get started today. You can also sign up for AutoShip and get free shipping. 30% off and free shipping. It's all available exclusively at InfoWarsHealth.com today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
So the social engineers know that we're emotional. They know we're tribal. We're based that way in our human development on this planet. And they're playing this like a fiddle. And they cold-bloodedly want to get everybody basically killing each other. They basically cold-bloodedly want us to not see other humans as people for who they are individually, but only of what group they're in. The opposite of what Martin Luther King talked about. This is true identity politics, true race-based culture. And then they come in and say anything hurtful to anyone must be removed. But then they selectively decide what will be removed. That's why public schools across the country are simply saying no flags are allowed. Because the Confederate was upsetting, now it's the American, now it's the Mexican. Now there can be no symbols. And that's the essence of what George Orwell, who was a propagandist for the OSS and was a socialist until he found out what they were planning, wrote in 1984. He wrote essays before he died. 1 year after the book was published in 1948 of tuberculosis, he wrote essays saying, this is what I really believe is going to happen. This is what our elites are going to set up. And Aldous Huxley gave a speech in 62 and wrote Brave New World Revisited and said, no, I'm part of the power elite. We're going to have a high-tech pharmacia where we drug you and dumb you down and end sexual activity and make you asexual, and then basically phase humans out entirely and go to machines. His brother, of course, ran UNESCO, which actually runs the UN. He was the director general of UNESCO, Julian Huxley. And the reason I go back to that is he rebuked Orwell and said it's not going to be a police state. He said a police state will bring us to power, but when we're done, we're going to end fathers and mothers. We're going to end language, as you said, but beyond what you can imagine. As Bertrand Russell said, to the point of rebelling against the establishment would be like sheep rebelling against the practice of eating sheep. They don't even know they're being butchered. They're so dumbed down. And this is a great victory against language, a great victory against the Renaissance. It is a new dark age on PCP. That language itself is now bad. And so you just follow whatever the new approved propaganda is, or you'll be rebuked. So you just sit there saying whatever the latest slogan is, so you'll be safe. That's directly out of the lunchrooms of 1984. And we now are in it. I was sitting in a trendy part of downtown Austin today having brunch hours before my grandmother's 90th birthday, and I was listening to conversations of the trendies around me. And they were all telling each other how trendy they were and how politically correct they were and how they had all adopted the new language and laughing at Donald Trump and all the rest of it. And I realized I'm living in a giant brainwashing cult and most of these people are gone. That's a scary thought. I didn't take pleasure out of, hey, I'm really smart and informed, and these people have no idea what planet they're on. No. Because they'll be the new officers of the future. They'll be the new executors. They'll be the new bureaucrats. They'll be the new high priest of ignorance to trample and be trampled upon, to be a boot stomping on the human face forever. God, these people are the opposite of liberal. They are anathema. They are dangerous. They are cultic. They are dumb and savage and stupid. And they don't care about real success or being trailblazers or being individuals. They have attained false, delusional, insane success, imagining that they're winners because they're part of a group collective. And it just makes me realize at a fundamental level how sad it is for people that aren't individuals and how truly unconscious they are, and that they really are dehumanized and that they've been made subhuman by the globalists. They've had their birthright stolen. And all they have is their arrogant defense of the oppression and the tyranny they push. But only in a decadent, wealthy society could these type of people continue on. And what history shows is, no matter how sophisticated technocrats are, in the end, the will to survive and thrive and build will defeat you. And these parasitic systems always crater out. The globalists always bring on too many enforcers. They always bring on too many parasites, and the boat sinks. And when the boat sinks, all you control freaks, all you petty power people, all you little, scared, hateful, anti-human people that get off on manipulating somebody stupider than you when you're so dumb, you don't know how to swim. And the liberty movement, the constitutionalist, the preppers, the right-wing Christians, the veterans, the good police, we do know how to swim. We know how to skin a buck. We know how to run a trot line. But more importantly, we know how to fight. We got the will to fight. And you think the fact you've run over us so much and done so much and urinated all over us, you think we're broke back, you think we don't have any will? We have just been trying to fix things peacefully and were fooled by your propaganda. I wasn't. That you were just silly and stupid and wackos and goofy and been laughing at you. People aren't laughing at you anymore. They now are learning who you are. Psychopaths, sociopaths, criminals, con artists, twisted control freaks, and people are now realizing that you're the enemy. You're the man behind the curtain. You're the controller. And you want us all to kill each other. You want us all to mindlessly fight with each other. We don't want to dance like puppets at the end of a string. We want to control our destiny. We want to be conscious. We want to be real. We want to build a better future. We want to be honorable. We don't want to be part of your criminal gangs. We don't want to be part of your newspeak. We don't want to be part of your reduction of language. We don't want to be part of the sick world you're selling based on fraud. And humanity of all races, colors, and creeds is rising against you. And so ISIS, the Pope, the New World Order, Goldman Sachs, the banking mafia, all of you are not going to escape what you've created. And you're not going to attain some magic ring of AI that's going to transcend all of us. You'll never escape 7.5 billion people you tried to screw over. Your very children will end up turning against you. And the rebellion against your tyranny will truly bring in the new renaissance when we transcend you. You won't transcend us. You're going to fall away like rocket boosters. most of the InfoWars radio listening audience is aware of the high-quality, affordable firearms available that are made right here in America at HDFirearms.com. One of the most exciting things about HDFirearms.com is the ability to upgrade your AR-15 platform today. They call it their low-profile platform, PBX Muzzle Brakes, proven to help control muzzle rise. 6061 billet material with Type 3 hard coating. Bolt carrier group for 308 and 556 ARs. Custom Kydex holsters, ideal for concealed carry with .080 thick Kydex to ensure durability. Most competitors' material use .060. Configure yours today at HDFirearms.com. And my favorite, single-stage trigger, a home run upgrade for your AR-15 and AR-10 platforms. Find out more at HDFirearms.com today or call 770-485-7015. That's HDFirearms.com or call 770-485-7015.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a 4-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit 2 per caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.
We are a survival company. We manufacture our own line of Level 3 and Level 3A body armor. We proudly make our armor 100% in America. We have the best prices in the nation, about $125 cheaper than our nearest competitor. All lab certified, for thou art my rock and my fortress, Psalm 31:3. We are Fortress Survival LLC.com.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
Who's among the worst at keeping your data private? The Electronic Frontier Foundation Privacy Report says it's AT&T. AT&T customers need to know this when calling the Alex Jones 24-7 Listen Line at 1-605-562-9000. Big Brother is listening. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call the Alex Jones 24-7 Listen Line on any phone, but please don't use AT&T. For everyone else, bookmark Alex Jones Listen Line number today, 1-605-562-9000. That's 1-605-562-9000.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-up. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
I was alone on the avenue. I never thought I'd meet a girl like you. Meet a girl like
you. All right, I've just spent an hour and a half talking about what's happening. I want to go to your phone calls now in the last two segments. But here is the bottom line. we know the globalist plan. They think we're stupid. They've written hundreds of books and white papers, conservatively, that I've personally read and shown on air and covered and made films about, admitting this whole plan. And the great testament here, for me personally, is that despite the fact that my delivery is not the best sometimes, we reach 20 million people a week. Most talk show hosts exaggerate. Now, we reach about 18 to 22 million people a week, depending on the week. So I just say 20 million. Let's just say 18 million. We reach 18 million people a week worldwide. And I'm going to try to double that in the next couple of years, which I've been doing exponentially. I'm in a very dangerous position. The New World Order engineers do not like me. But they also know metaphysically people have a right to know the truth. And the responsibility I've got is just boundless. The fact that we really have done the research, we've done the studying, we know the enemy plan, and if people will pay attention to it, we can take action and beat these people. Doesn't mean there'll be some utopia if they were out of the way. We have our own problems. But the globalists use our weaknesses against us. They exacerbate them. They're totally cold-blooded. They don't have goodwill towards humanity. They're very bad. And we've got to get past that blind spot we all have who have goodwill, that we just can't imagine there's people like that. No, there are people like that. And they're nakedly passing things like Obamacare that bipartisanly they won't get rid of because the owners of this country, the foreign banks that own the insurance companies, they want to triple charge you and also cut the quality of care. They want to make you buy their product. And so they've got a guy spewing racial division and saying it's racist if you don't like Obamacare up there who got it rammed through. But the Supreme Court twice has upheld it, totally discrediting itself. On its face, it's discredited. And the reason I go back to Obamacare is Katie barred the door. We're now going to go into Twilight Zone areas here. And I just have goodwill for all of you, no matter what color you are. I just want you to be successful and happy, live long and prosper, like Spock says. And the globalists, they don't. But getting back, before I go to your calls, to why I am positive in some ways, as they say in the beginning of A Tale of Two Cities, it was the best of times, it was the worst of times. The fact that little old Alex Jones in this system could put up this big of a fight thanks to your support shows that the idea of liberty beats so strong in the human heart. And that if other people take action and if other people get involved, the globalist will fail. But you've got to understand so many liberty lovers want to come up with a perfect plan, a secret plan, a book, a film, a political movement, one thing branded right that will sweep the country. That's not going to beat the globalists. It's a worldwide awakening, and everybody talking to friends and family, and everybody doing little things, and everybody loving their kids and loving their neighbors and doing the right thing and saying no to vaccines and saying no to GMO and saying no to fluoride and speaking out in the lunch line, speaking out at school, standing up against political correctness, calling it for what it is, ENGSOC, English Socialist Party's plan to reduce language, to control language, and to just sabotage the corrupt system. And by sabotage, just don't go along with it. Put yourself against the machine. And realize they're posing as the revolution. Humanity already had the revolution. It's called the Renaissance of human empowerment and free market. And the best rising to the top and merit-based promotion. All that's ending under political correctness. And they got a lot of excuses and a lot of reasons for how they do it. But at the end of the day, it's all milking our good intent. It's all manipulating those of us with their slogans. These people, at their heart, fundamentally hate you and your family. Fundamentally want to sell baby parts. Fundamentally want to be God and splice all of creation in just hellistic behavior. We have crazy people running things. They're intelligent, they have a dream, but their dream doesn't come from God of heaven, it comes from Satan of hell. And we contend not against flesh and blood, but against the spirit of our age. It's an incredible time to be alive. We have a government openly promoting race war, openly opening our borders, openly advertising freebies. Europe's doing it. It's collapsing. Towns of 1,000 people wake up, there's 2,000 in the town. They say it's your job to pay for them, put them in your house. How much more over the top is it going to get? This is the globalist takeover. This is the mega banks exempt above the law offshore, flooding what's left of Western Europe, flooding what's left of America with a political plan with people on their pay to riot and burn down every city when they're given the order. If the West doesn't capitulate and give them what they want, to shoot every cop on every street corner if we don't submit to political correctness. Will we give in to terrorism? Will we roll over and pee on ourselves? Or will we stand up and say, no, we know your plan, you despicable monsters? I can't even look at Hillary Clinton or Rachel Maddow. I mean, these are hardcore people that know what they're doing. They're in their meetings behind the scenes giving each other salutes. This is a military operation we're facing. They have science of control. They're hardcore. We're going to go to break, and I'm going to take 10 calls. Each person gets 1 minute. Frank, Kevin, Andrew, Charles, Stevie, Chase, and Phil. Each person will get a little over a minute. That's the calls I'm going to. That's all the calls we have time to get to. We're going to come back. Give each person a minute. I'm not even going to comment. You make your point or ask your question. If you have a question, I'll comment, and we're done. We're about to go to break. Briefly, as you know, most talk show hosts plug in and out of every segment. I don't do that. I plug a couple times a show. It's how we fund ourselves, clicking on the sponsors at InfoWars.com, things like that. But everything we have at InfoWarsStore.com are the best non-GMO seeds, the best mini cook stoves, the best shortwave radios, the best Patriot apparel to wake people up, the very best high-quality non-GMO storable foods from My Patriot Supply at InfoWarsStore.com. When you purchase it there, it's the same price they have on their site. It funds our operation. InfoWarsStore.com. And Silver Bullet, I was going to end the special Saturday morning, but I've decided to extend it through tonight. But it will, I promise, end tomorrow. The highest quality colloidal silver. Buy one bottle, 30% off. Buy two bottles, you get two bottles free. That's 50% off. You cannot find a better deal. That's four bottles. That's enough to last you a couple years for an individual, for a family a year. I would get a couple of these and have your preparedness storage area ready. Because as you know, antibiotics don't store very good, but silver does. And it's not a silver bullet, but it's as close to a silver bullet as you're going to get. That's why it's called silver bullet. There's a reason all the elites of history like to eat off silver. I mean, it's really good for you. In my view, go do your own research. Consult your physician. It's 30 parts per million, the best size out there to not be toxic. I mean, they can make it a lot more, 100 parts per million, 200 parts per million, you know, 300 parts per million. But it from what we can do that easy. But it gets toxic after that. Now, some people, you know, have reactions to silver, so just check into yourself. You know, it's just one of Mother Nature's drugs, basically. So check into it. Super Male Vitality's back. A lot of other products. Prostaguard's the best prostate formula out there. It's half the price of competitors and has 10 ingredients, not just salt palmetto, and just does amazing things for me personally. And when you purchase the products at InfoWarsLife.com or InfoWarsStore.com, it makes everything we do here possible. But I'm pretty calm now because we're entering the eye of the storm. I've been running around hysterical trying to stop us getting to this point, trying to wake people up. But now I realize that, you know, it's part of testing our mettle. We've got to go through this. We killed 55 million babies. We're going to be judged. The question is, out of this judgment, will anything good come of it? Will there be a remnant left? Alex Jones here with a very important news alert for InfoWars listeners. We've confirmed through our major suppliers attempting to resupply Survival Shield X2 Deep Earth Crystals that elite corporations are buying up supplies all over the world, so prices are going up, and it's very hard to secure it. We have been able to secure a limited supply of the pure Deep Earth Crystals and have now been able to produce more Survival Shield Nascent Iodine X2. This is the good halogen. This is the opposite of the bad halogen. Like fluoride. Now we at InfoWarsLife.com are bringing you the only source of clean, pure 99.99 ultra pure deep earth crystals from more than 7,000 feet below the earth's surface. Watch the informational videos at InfoWarsLife.com. Discover how transformational pure iodine can be for you and your family. Folks, this isn't hype. Read the reviews for yourself at InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
atmospheric aluminum, mercury exposure, estrogen toxins from plastics, microwaves from cell phones and smart meters, and low-quality foods all combine to create conditions for the very high incidence of disease in our society. Now more than ever, we all need to be consuming those foods and herbs that epigenetically signal the cells of our body to produce energy, create proteins, and detoxify. When we properly support our bodies, then even in these toxic times, we can promote and achieve excellent health. One World Way is the first energetically encoded whey protein food derived from Amish pastured cows on the U.S. market. After 3.5 years, we've heard miracles occur for so many people. One World Way has a track record of promoting detoxification, improvement in elimination, and improvements in energy, skin quality, and elimination of inflammation. One World Way is formulated to mirror the macronutrient ratios found in mother's milk. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
We've all heard the news stories. Another shooting. And they're getting worse. That's why Infidel Body Armor introduces Infidel Fridays. Exclusive 24-hour insider deals to save you money and possibly save your life. Make it a favorite when you log on to InfidelBodyArmor.com. Then be sure to visit each and every Infidel Friday to get special insider pricing, but for 24 hours only. That's InfidelBodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
So I say to Mark at lunch, look, you know, I keep hearing from the government that, you know, they're worried someday ISIS may get here. And I go, duh, Garland, Texas, Muhammad cartoon shooting, ISIS is already here. I'm not waiting for these people to defend me. If they don't know ISIS is here already, they got no clue, I'm taking care of myself. Guns80.com, AR-15 kits, 30-shot magazines, great prices. They've even got the Hillary special. Guns80.com, that's 844-2-GUNS80, Guns80.com.
A little right, a little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
I can't believe the public doesn't realize which danger we're in.
These are our people. The workers, the strivers, the builders.
Who are they?
These are our people. Who are they? They are the dark armies. The dark murdering armies whose only honor is atrocity.
The answer to 1984 is 1776.
Level of star.
Listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Totally dishonorable. I'll be back tomorrow, Lord willing, 11 a.m. Central, the main weekday transmission. Big announcements for the next few days. Just going to leave it at that. Frank in New York, thanks for holding. God bless you. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex, how are you?
I'm not good. I mean, I'm watching a federal government run by foreign banks openly starting a race war in the United States, and it makes me think that basically anything's possible. It's truly sickening. What do you think's going on?
Well, basically, the three people that are responsible for this race war is George Soros, Eric Holder, and Barack Obama.
Yep.
They laid the foundation for all this to happen, unfortunately.
I agree. So what do you think we should do about it?
Well, the only thing we can do is inform people what's going on and let her, and just basically it. That's all I can
it's
think about.
It's so right cold-blooded and evil. I mean, I know that happens in history, but it's so just, it's, I can't even believe we've got a government this bad. I mean, it trying to turn the government in on itself, what do you think their end game is? Do you think my analysis has been accurate?
Absolutely, 100%. Well, not 100%, but close to 100%.
Well, correct me on what's wrong. Fill it in.
I'm sorry?
Fill me in on what you disagree with or added points.
Oh, no, I agree with you. Oh, absolutely, 100% I agree with you. No doubt about it. I'm saying everything that you said is about 95% accurate.
Yeah. Any other points you want to add to this equation? I mean, how bad is this going to get when this is being egged on by MTV and the rest of these groups?
Well, it's a social brainwashing that they're doing to us, unfortunately. Not for the people that are awake, the people that are sleeping still. It's total brainwashing, basically, unfortunately.
It is. I mean, I don't want to see a race war, obviously. But the people that think this is going to help somebody to go shoot an innocent cop in the back, I mean, it's just crazy. Because some other cop in another city, another state did something they think is wrong. It's just the triumph of ignorance is what it is. It makes me physically sick. I appreciate your call. Kevin in Florida, thanks for calling. What's your view on all this?
Thank you, Alex, so much. I want to say that me and my brother are really, really hardcore supporters of your show. And before I get to my point, I just want to say we loved your cameo in the movie A Scanner Darkly. It was brilliant. But getting back to my point, as a white male, I'm so fed up with this whole Black Lives Matter thing. I think it's totally hypocritical for it to be cool for black people to shoot white people, but any time a white person even looks at the black person wrong, it's considered racist.
It's crazy. And you know, this just hit me. That's what Obama's job was to destroy the real civil rights movement and the Christian movement to have reconciliation in this country. They're there to destroy all of that. They know what they're doing is going to make white people incredibly racist who aren't sophisticated. I mean, this is really cold-blooded. Go ahead.
I can't agree more. Like, just everything MTV, I mean, everything that all the major corporations are doing to just split race, divide down the middle. I mean, you have white people that say they identify with black people. You have black people that say they identify with Mexicans and vice versa. And, I mean, the end game, I think, is a really, really, really bad revolution, because I think so many white people, especially so many hardworking whites, are so fed up with saying you're racist because of this whole BS white privilege propaganda that's
sure
being spewed. I think
sure. Well, I mean, here's the takeaway, and I appreciate your call. Of the whole show today, here's the takeaway. The system knows there's a revolution coming because of the criminal government, the out-of-control behavior, the mega banks being exempt from taxes. So they just want to make it all a big stupid race war. When the average black person is like a white person or Hispanic, they just want to go home, cook some steaks on the grill, hang out with the kids. We're all just people. And we got MSNBC and these criminals. They are damn criminals up there hyping all this stuff, and they know full well what they're doing. I mean, they defend groups that call for killing police. And then they turn around and say, I want to kill cops with no evidence because they know I'm trying to stop it. They got a 101 Hitler playbook where with whatever you're doing, you accuse the other person of. I'm just sick of them. I got to be honest. I can't get around these people anymore. I understand why Sheriff Clark is just so mad, because it's one thing when some nutcase or a schizophrenic goes and shoots some innocent person. It's sad. It happens. That's just the way the world is. But when you've got orchestrated people that know what they're doing, premeditatedly doing this, MSNBC, Sumner Redstone, MTV, these Black Lives Matter groups calling for pigs in a blanket, they are accomplices to the dead people. And I get there's some bad cops killing innocent people, and we criticize them. But that's that cop. That's that person. You don't sit there. That's what it's the opposite of Martin Luther King. They say they're fighting racism, but they say cops are bad, whites are bad, and it's pushed by the government and the media. It's supposed to be individuals are good or they're bad, not the whole groups are bad. It's fundamentally tribalism. It's fundamentally ignorant. It's fundamentally stupid, but it works with a dumbed-down population. We just have to recognize how evil these groups are and point out they're accomplices to all of this. I'm ranting. Andrew in Indiana, thanks for holding. Go ahead. I got to move quick. Go ahead, Andrew.
And the fact that it was all clouded by all this information that came through, you know, due to the race war and the gentleman shooting those two reporters. And then also, you know, the fact that I guess his job was to basically round up political dissidents in Iraq.
Sure, sure. You got cut off. The first 5 seconds of what you said wasn't plotted up. So start over.
Okay, I was saying that I wanted to call to the attention of a J.P. Morgan Chase appointee. It was a general. It was an article that y'all had on Monday.
He's the one that did renditions, kidnappings, torture, yeah.
Right. So he was appointed to the bank, and now he's running around, I guess, basically, like, running metrics on all the Americans, probably, because we know the bankers are guilty. And
yeah, that's exactly. That's who's funding Jade Helm, is to identify the patriots and the dissenters. Doesn't mean the military individuals are bad, but the people in charge of our military want to have a purge of the patriots. And, I mean, all I'm going to tell the globalists and the bankers, you start this civil war, we're not dumb enough to go out and just kill cops and military people. The patriots are going to come for you. And it's not a threat. They know that. That's why they're all running to armored redoubts in Europe. You're never going to be safe. I don't know what these people think. We're just going to lay down while they put us in FEMA camps. It's not going to happen. No amount of stupid race war is going to distract people from that. Go ahead. Sorry.
So I was just going to say my grandfather got a flu shot in the 60s, got pancreatic cancer. He died. One of my great dissident grandfathers was a commander of the Texas Navy. So, I mean, all the information you're putting out there, I mean, it's resonating with people. So just keep up the good work, and, you know, I'll hang up now. Thanks.
God bless you. The globalists are taking down our legitimate government. It's got problems. They screwed it up. They helped. We helped it, too. None of us are perfect. But the globalists sabotaged our system on purpose. Now they're scapegoating it. As if they're going to fix it all when they're bringing in something 10 times worse. That's what I'm saying. You want to reform the cops? Go out, talk to them, get involved in the community, become a police officer, run for office. That's how you fix things. You don't go and just shoot a cop at a gas pump. And I know my audience knows that, but that's how sick MSNBC is. That's how filthy they are. Charles in Columbus. I guess that's Ohio. Go ahead.
No, it's Columbus, Georgia.
God bless you. Go ahead.
Alex Jones.
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
You are spot on. And let me sum it up for you real quick before I give you a quick announcement. Barack Obama is nothing more than a black version of Adolf Hitler. That's all he is. He's just a black version of Adolf Hitler. And we reveal that in our new film, Revealing the Mind of a Tyrant, up on YouTube. And now is the time, better than ever, to go ahead and announce that film, because YouTube tried to censor us twice. I wanted to let you know that. And we were able to get it up on the film. We're petitioning up against them, and they're going to allow us 30 days to reach out to for them to respond back to it. They took two scenes out of our film, and we put them back in there. We're now petitioning up against it, but they're trying to censor the
film. Well, I love the name of that, Inside the Mind of a Tyrant. Maybe I should have you on as a guest. We're about to end the show, but tell me more about it.
Yeah, Revealing the Mind of a Tyrant. That's the name of it.
Revealing the Mind of a Tyrant on YouTube. Well, folks better see it now if it's getting censored. I've had them censor me, too, believe me. We've got the white supremacists right now filing complaints on us, trying to shut down our YouTube channel while accusing us of censoring them. So send me your film, sir. We'll check it out. Sorry, the other callers. I'm out of time. I should have gone to you earlier. I'm going to take a lot of calls on the subject tomorrow. I'm really upset because now I'm sure they're trying to start a race war in this country to distract from their takeover. It's so evil. God bless you all. I'm Alex Jones, Infowars.com. Spread the word on that website.
So I say to Mark at lunch, look, you know, I keep hearing from the government that, you know, they're worried someday ISIS may get here. And I go, duh, Garland, Texas, Muhammad cartoon shooting, ISIS is already here. I'm not waiting for these people to defend me. If they don't know ISIS is here already, they got no clue. I'm taking care of myself. Guns80.com, AR-15 kits, 30-shot magazines, great prices. They've even got the Hillary special. Guns80.com, that's 844-2-GUNS-80, Guns80.com.
Turn on the news and you'll hear stories of natural disasters, political unrest, and financial crisis. In times of uncertainty, how will you take care of your family's most basic needs? Food Insurance, America's most trusted provider of freeze-dried emergency food, has solutions that fit your family's needs and budget. Our meals are delicious, nutritious, and come with a guaranteed 25-year shelf life. For a limited time, we are sending a free freeze-dried meal to all listeners of this program. Go to foodinsurance.com and request your free meal today. That's foodinsurance.com.